League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Sometimes you get a new product and you're like, I don't know, let's see if it's cool or not. And then it changes your life. That's actually what happened this past week on Halloween. I bought a fog machine for my Halloween outdoor decorations. It also had a strobe light. It was out of control. It changed everything. The strobe lights were so strong, the entire neighborhood looked like a rave. The smoke and the fog that was coming out of it made my whole yard so spooky that kids were coming up with their parents and they were taking pictures with my Halloween decorations.
And it was cheap, right? Like, I mean, you didn't pay a lot for it.
Oh, like $24 on Amazon. Yeah, a fog machine changed my life this week. It was a big deal.
So I get these big box store emails all the time and they sell me stuff. You know, they try to sell me stuff. And a lot of it I look on there and it looks like nonsense. One such item being an extension cord. But instead of having the outlets at the end of the extension cord, it has them like every 5 to 6 feet and they light up. I was like, I can never think of a reason that I'll need this. They say it's for landscaping. Guess what? Got that extension cord? It's the greatest extension cord ever. I can plug stuff in all over my backyard if I want to. One outlet up the house. It's dope.
That is pretty cool.
Oh, actually, it's nice.
I think I need to order one for my husband right in his Christmas stocking.
I'll forward you the email the next time they send it because they definitely will it three times the rest of this week.
Producer Sean, what has changed your life, the product that you bought?
Man, this is going to sound really lame, but I have to go with like the nonstick pans when they first came out because I always felt like at one point, no matter how much butter or Pam or like anything I used, something was sticking to that pan. Mm. Those nonstick pans, love them.
Welcome to the real world. Where were you buying regular stick pans?
I don't know. I just always, like, you know, I just remember the red copper lady, and I was like, oh my God, that's genius. And ever since then, like, she changed my life.
Kaflon changed my life, the Kaflon pants. When I started using those, I was like, I'll never use anything else.
Oh, it just slides right out.
Mm. It makes cleaning them a lot easier, too.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Yes, very nice.
Producer John, what changed your life? What product?
Have you guys tried an air fryer yet?
Yes.
It's amazing. Somebody got me one. It's like an industrial huge one, too. Mm-hmm. I make literally the simplest things in the entire world. Chicken nuggets for my kid. Yeah, that takes no time and it's nice and easy, but they're delicious, too. Now I'm eating them. Like, that's a quality meal for me during the week. A buddy of mine told me you can make a steak in it, and I'm doing that.
Transforming divorce bed everywhere into chef.
That's right.
I love it.
Raven, do you remember when I went through the period of my air fryer? It was the greatest invention I ever had in my entire life. I'm with you. It was so life-changing to get my air fryer that, do you know, I bought a new stove and my stove air fries.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. What? Yeah, they're putting those in the stoves now.
Yes.
Here's the best part. The best part is I don't even know how it works. I don't know what air frying is. I put it in and the things light up. It looks like any other toaster oven in the entire world. I don't know the difference, but it's delicious.
It's magic.
Magic. Yeah.
Same thing as microwave. We're not here for the science. We're just here for the food.
Exactly.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Three news stories, but you only hear about one, and Raven picks which one it is. Raven, you ready for your selection today?
Give it to me.
Number one, scuba diver rescued by women dressed as mermaids.
Fantastic.
Number two, IKEA sues indie game developer over creating horror game set in store.
I have to go to IKEA this coming weekend.
And number three, man found living in storage container with an alligator.
Well, you know, according to my algorithms, that's like right up my alley. I already saw that one. So I'm going to go with mermaids because, of course, there's some people out there that believe they're real.
Mermaids are real. A scuba diver was diving off the coast of Catalina Island in California, and he lost consciousness. So his friends were trying to help him out. Here's one of his buddies.
We're pulling them, you know, and we're getting a little winded and a little tired out. And then out of nowhere, just a bunch of mermaids show up.
Mermaids show up out of nowhere.
Wait a minute,
rescue the guy.
So multiple people are claiming now that mermaids are real and that they showed up to help them?
Kind of. What happened was these mermaids were in the middle of a mermaid rescue training course, I guess that they do.
What?
Yes, here they are talking about it.
While we were practicing our mermaid rescue scenarios of rescuing another mermaid, I see him coughing foam, which is a telltale sign in diving of an air embolism.
So he started doing CPR.
Right in the water. She
right
comes
in the water,
in
which is
and
great.
Just mouth to mouth and just trying to like get air into Pablo, making sure that he's okay.
And now I know for sure I can rescue a scuba diver in a mermaid tail, which I think is crazy.
That's a real thing that happened.
You know, I got to be honest. I'm one of those guys that I can't even kick around with the actual feet, the flippers. Like, I just don't know how to do it. You know, sometimes you see somebody in a movie or something like that, and I know you're able, like, if you've got the skill, you can go so much faster. You can go deeper. You can do all these cool things. I can't do any of that.
Over the last couple of years, I've seen some of the mermaids. You know, like, they wear, like, the full bottom and then the tail, and I've seen them in the water at, like, different, like, restaurants.
Just seems scary to me.
Well, I just think the amount of core strength that they must have to be able to do like that kind of exercise, to go through the water and to swim like that. I give them a lot of credit. And the fact that she was able to save a scuba diver that was drowning is a big deal. But I started thinking about it. Like, sure, you got rescued by a mermaid.
Right.
Have you ever been rescued before by anybody?
You know, I can't say that I really have. I mean, well, I had a car accident in high school where a friend fell asleep at the wheel and I was ejected from the vehicle and I was like down in a ravine and they wouldn't have found me except there was an electrical fire over me. So they found me.
Well, that seems
that
like
nice.
You were rescued.
Yeah. I mean, they came in with a stretcher and all that. And yeah. I mean, I was asleep or passed out or whatever, but it was quite crazy.
I'm not a strong swimmer at all. And we went...
I also
tubing.
Got saved in the ocean one time. That's
yeah.
Why.
I went tubing and it was supposed to be like, it was quote unquote whitewater rafting, but it was like really like easy. Like it was for like beginners and whatever.
Okay.
But there was one section that they said there's one section that's a little bit rougher. And they had like all these teenager lifeguards there. And sure enough, I think I'm doing great at this point. My tube flips over.
Yeah.
I get the bottom of my bathing suit gets stuck on a rock and I can't.
Oh, that's
get
scary.
Out. Oh, it was so scary. And then I just had like three teenagers that are pulling me up.
Nice.
Yeah, I was like, way to go, teenagers. Fantastic. I don't know. I think it would have been pretty cool to be rescued by a mermaid too, though.
Yeah, I mean, do you immediately fall in love with that person at that point, right? It's a mythical creature. They show up, they've saved you. I mean, it's pretty wild. The only mermaids I've ever seen were like inside a bar in Las Vegas.
Right. Well, it's the same thing. Well, that and Ariel. I mean, if Ariel saves you would just assume that's part of her job as, you know, a Disney princess.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's the thing that's driving you nuts right now? Want to get it off your chest? Here's your shot. 1-800-330-9999. You just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. Will.
If you park your car while blocking somebody else's car in a parking lot, you are an idiot.
Yeah. That would be all I need to know about them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it doesn't even have to be a park. If you block a car anywhere, that's all I need to know about you. Even if I'll tell you, when I pull in somewhere and they're like, no, it's cool. Park right there. And it's behind another car. If it's not their car, I still don't want to do it. I still feel like it's going to be a problem at some point. It makes me anxious the whole time.
It's funny how all of a sudden there's a camaraderie, though. So when your car has been blocked in and everybody else sees that there's a car blocking you, everybody starts to commiserate. Like, whose car is that?
Right. We're all friends here except for that person.
Exactly. Right. That person becomes the enemy immediately.
Yeah. We're all ready to gang up, carry the car out of the way if necessary, you know, and it'll serve them right. We'll go flip this car over in the street.
And salt in your wound, especially if they leave their hazards on while they are parked.
Oh,
that is the absolute worst.
Some people think the hazards buy them half a day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, to me, hazards also have a time limit. I'll tell you what, that's another subject altogether. To me, your hazard lights have a time limit. If you are not on the side of the highway, if you are pulling up somewhere or blocking a car or whatever and your hazards go on, you have 3 minutes or less total time.
Yep.
3 minutes or less. That is it. I watched somebody the other day pull up to the grocery store. They put their hazards on. They parked the car and went in. And they went shopping. I came out of the grocery store myself 40 minutes later. The car was sitting there with the hazards on.
I just don't understand how you do that.
It was crazy to me. And I looked at them when they did it because I knew they were going to do it. I had the feeling. And they weren't in there picking up an online order or anything like that. No, there's a dozen other spaces over here for the online order. They were just like, I'm special. I park here. Wow.
Megan, that's all I need to know about you.
If you only go to the gym to pick up women, that is all I need to know about you. Okay. There's this really creepy guy at my gym And every time I see him, he is not working out. He is hitting on another woman who is trying to work out. And it creeps me out. He's done it to me. I've seen him do it to the employees. It's creepy. Don't do that. Stop it.
That's a real thing.
I must be in a rarity with guys, I guess, because when I see this type of stuff, it upsets me. I can't figure out how somebody can be so clueless. So then when I get past the fact that, you know, you're just being a bother and it's clueless, now I think you're dangerous. That's it. Like, I make these leaps, you know what I mean? Because I just don't understand how somebody could have no tact whatsoever.
It's awkward. It's awkward and it's uncomfortable and you don't know what to do in that situation.
It's awkward for everybody because if I'm the guy that's somewhere in the gym and I'm seeing all this happen, like, God forbid I was going to have a regular conversation with somebody while we were running next to each other on a treadmill or anything, you know?
Yeah.
Like, now I feel like, you know, I got to stay away just so they don't think I'm some sort of jerk.
Right. What makes you the super annoying person at work? Raven, we're going to get to this in just 1 second, but there's something that you've been doing that has been bothering everybody.
I think that's probably an overestimation. I'm actually speaking for the little people.
All right, but here's the thing. Everybody does something that makes them annoying, right? And at work, it's more evident to all your coworkers. Like, I know for me, I feel like I have to be annoying because I always have to have everything right. And I can't, like, let things go. I like how you guys are all looking at each other and laughing and giggling. Yeah.
We're looking away from you because it might get a little too real in here for a minute.
Yeah. Well, if you're going to do something, you should probably do it right, right? I'm just saying. That's, you know, we're all here not to do mediocre work. Now I'm going to get upset. But I know that makes me somewhat annoying. I get it.
Producer John, what do you think makes you annoying?
I correct people. I correct Sean all day long, and it's amazing. If you mispronounce something, I'm on it. If you, like, use bad grammar, I'm on it. If you, like, use a word the wrong way, it's my favorite thing in the entire world. I absolutely revel in it. I'm a total troll in that way.
How come nobody's giggling at you and rolling their eyes and looking away?
I was just going to ask, when's the last time you corrected Anna?
Oh, my gosh, the other day.
Did you? Before.
The other day.
Wow. Yeah.
She said a word wrong, and I came in here, and I was like, hey, it's pronounced this way.
No, but that was right. So, to me...
I'm always right. That's the point. It's not annoying if I'm wrong.
Oh, God, you're both annoying.
Here we go.
I don't find that annoying. I find that helpful. I said facsimile. I pronounced it... How did I say it?
Facsimile. Yes, facsimile. I was going to let you go with it. I love
it. Right. I mean, thank God for making me look normal. Producer Sean, what makes you annoying?
It's got to be my sneezes. They are so loud and obnoxious, and you could hear my sneezes a mile away. John says I always have this thing, like, when I sneeze, I just some sound comes out, and I'm always like,
no, but you add to it. You add to it, Sean. You do it on purpose because I've heard you sneeze, like, by accident when you're really into a work project, and it doesn't sound like that. It's when you have time to, like, ramp up that it just gets crazy.
All right, but one thing has been making Raven super annoying. Tristan is our office manager. He looks very uncomfortable right now. The word on the street is that Raven is getting the reputation for being the super annoying guy at work because he keeps sending you emails and text messages about something.
He really wants Sprite in our soda machine.
Yeah.
Like, it's every day almost now.
I've been lobbying people around the office here. I've been working on people, leaning into people and so forth. I've been taking polls, Anna. I've been finding out what is the true will of the people. You know, Tristan, as an office manager, he's got to deal with a lot of this stuff, right?
Tristan has a real job. And he's actually very busy and does several things that are really important. How many emails do you think that Raven has sent you about adding Sprite to the soda machine?
Maybe four. I can respect his campaign, you know, getting other people on board. He's kind of turning the tide. Yeah. You know, he's changing my mind.
That's what he says. But until the Sprite arrives, every time that I see Tristan, anywhere, bathroom, hallway, his office, other events, church, anything.
Yeah.
I'm going to shout out to him. What's up with that Sprite, bro?
For the record, I vote for ginger ale, just so you know.
What are you, a thousand?
I love ginger ale.
Ginger ale is amazing, but also for the record, I'm countering with Fresca.
No, don't you even.
I love Fresca. But listen, this has nothing to do with the actual soda that's going to go in the soda machine.
Yeah, you know, small details, but we want to keep him happy.
Raven has realized that he is the super annoying guy at work because he has sent multiple emails about changing the kind of soda in the soda machine.
I'm persistent. I wouldn't call it annoying, but, you know, people can call it what they want. Hi, Cindy. What makes you the annoying person at work?
Constantly asking help with technology. I'm a big baby with copy machines, computers, cell phones. Even if I was shown once, I would keep on asking. I need help.
you know, that does wear out. It's true. It's totally fine the first few times. New technology is daunting, no question. And that's not even an age thing.
Constantly changing.
Yeah, but
constantly changing.
But if you don't pick it up at some point, yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah, definitely. Sam, what makes you the super annoying person at work?
I'm like way too honest, and it's really easy for me to just give my opinion. I can't really bite my tongue at all. So if I hear someone say anything about the job that we're doing, I'm not even like a supervisor or anything like that. It just slips out. I'm trying to keep my mouth shut, but like when someone's complaining about the job they're doing and they're not doing it right, I can't help but to just make a side comment because I just hear it all the time and it slips and I'm trying to get better at it. But I do know nobody ever invites me out to the bars because they know that I'm just going to be very honest about what I'm seeing.
Huh? So I get it. And everybody knows somebody like that. They don't always get invited. It's true.
That's how you know you're the super annoying person at work.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah. I mean, if you're just way better at your job than everybody else, man, and that's what you need to do to be calm in your headspace, I'm not saying it's the right choice. Here's the thing. People that work with me, they'll tell you, like, as far as people that are in my circle of people that I'm working with regular, I'll say anything, and usually far too much. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, if you're not in my circle, I won't say a word about that type of stuff with you.
Right. Right.
I just will not. I'll roll right on by it. Come back here to the studio and tell Anna all about it.
Yep.
Hey, Erica, what makes you the super annoying person at work?
Well, we all have to be up pretty early sometimes, and I am incredibly chipper in the morning. I love the mornings, so I always come in with, like, a song in my mouth and, like, my wide eyes and a lot of positive attitude, and people don't like that at 7:15 in the morning.
No. Raven is so loud. In the morning. He is so loud.
I'm pumped.
Like so excited. And I can't even keep my eyes open. And it's like a nail with a hammer going through my temple. Yeah.
I'm pumped.
Christian, what makes you the super annoying person at work?
So every break, I just have to say something to my coworkers, whether, you know, it's about the news, politics, or the sky is blue. I just have to say something to my coworkers.
There's the person that always has something to say.
Anna and I, some days we talk an awful lot. Other days we don't talk at all between the things that we're doing. But when I step out every day for Can't Beat Raven, we have two people that work in the hall here. And I love these people. They are wonderful people. But they talk to me at the worst time every day. I'm concentrating.
I'm not good at small talk. I don't know. I don't like it. I just feel like, can't we just be quiet? Like, why do we have to have this forced conversation right now?
Forget the superficial nonsense.
Exactly.
If you're not talking to me about something that's real, I don't have any time to waste.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of like that myself.
When people like ask, like, oh, are you watching anything good? It's like, why? Why? You want to watch it too? Like, I don't know. Like,
my wife thinks I'm so rude when people are having nonsense conversations around me and I'm like almost rolling my eyes. Like, I can't even control it. I'm like, get me out of the room. And these are people I care about.
It's just the awkwardness of it. You don't know how to get out of it. So then you just smile and then you feel like a weirdo for standing there and smiling awkwardly.
Yeah, but we sound terrible.
Keep hearing about the interest rates going up. What is that doing to the real estate market, especially if you're looking to buy or sell? Real estate expert Jonathan Carbeauty of Carbeauty and Company Realtors. So, Jonathan, as somebody that's getting ready to sell their home, I know you did a walkthrough on my house. You came through with the stager. You told me what to do. Man, there's a lot to do. What would be your tips and tricks to get your house ready before you start getting ready to go on the market?
Well, obviously, the first advice I would give to anybody is call a professional, experienced real estate agent that works with a professional home stager. Don't do a thing before you have that home stager walk through the home. Because many times, sellers are spending money on items and they're doing work that they think they're adding value and they're really not.
Talk to somebody to come in, but like, what are like some of the minor things you can do that don't cost a whole lot of money that are just common sense? Do this before a house goes on the market.
Decluttering everything, cleaning out the closets so that when a potential buyer opens the door, everything doesn't fall at their feet. Putting a fresh coat of paint on everything. It's amazing what a fresh coat of paint can do and how it could liven up a room.
Another thing that you had said to me that I thought was interesting was take down all the personal photos. I was like, wait a minute. Doesn't pictures of my toddler Dakota and my teenager Hayden want to increase my property value? But not so much, right?
You know, there's different schools of thought on that. I like, personally, some photos. some family photos. But when it's all overdone and you have a wall, floor to ceiling of photos, it is distracting to a new potential buyer because they really can't envision themselves in the home.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's wild. Like, I never even thought of that. But when you say it, it makes so much sense.
All right. So Raven and I have created a speed round of questions. There's no right or wrong answers. All about buying and selling your house. And you just answer as quickly as you can. Okay.
All right.
Raven, you start.
Should a minor haunting of six ghosts affect my listing price?
Maybe.
Do you have to tell people if your house is haunted?
Not necessarily.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right. If my house was built on an old sewage plant, do I have to tell anybody that or can I just keep it to myself, even if you smell it on the second floor?
Yes, you have to disclose.
Oh.
Having my Peloton treadmill located in the kitchen is no big deal. True or false?
False.
Okay. Raven asked that because he knows that my Peloton is in my family room. I have already told Jonathan I will take the Peloton out of the family room
at
some point.
Can't do it quick
enough. Okay. Can I charge extra for my house if I include my collection of Precious Moments dolls?
No.
Oh. Are you willing to tell my 42-year-old divorced son it's time to move out of the basement?
Yes, I'll tell him anything.
Have you ever helped any pack?
Twice.
Really? Oh my gosh, you're going to have a lot of moms calling. Be like, he won't leave, Jonathan.
That was very early on.
All right. If a house still has shag carpeting and black light recessed lighting, can you sell it as Larry Flint's old house and make more money?
Oh my gosh.
That's a great idea.
How many unregistered broken down vehicles do you prefer in the yard, Jonathan?
Zero.
And if you're a buyer and you're looking at a house, like you're literally in it, and you have to go to the bathroom, can you use the people's toilet?
Never without asking.
I've done that. I'm ashamed to say.
Ew, Raven.
Hey, listen, when you're on a tour and you see like eight houses in a day.
Jonathan Carr Beauty, Carr Beauty and Company Realtors. You can find them online at carbeautyrealestate.com.
Thanks for having me, guys.
It's not ideal, but we've all been there before. You're driving, and you're just a little bit tired. You can't, like, keep your eyes open, and you're like, no, I'm not tired. I have to drive. I'm doing okay.
Mm.
What are your tips and tricks to stay awake? I had them this past weekend. I'm always tired on Friday nights because, you know, after a long week of work and all that.
Sure.
So I had met friends for dinner out of town, probably about 40 minutes from my house, and I was driving home at 10 o'clock, which is...
That's late for us on a Friday.
It's late on a Friday.
Weeknight, that is definitely a late night.
Yep. So I had the double espresso cappuccino, but I realized lately that drinking coffee at night will keep me up all night.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make me like wide awake immediately to drive.
Yeah, alert or aware. You wouldn't want to be performing surgery or putting together a model.
No.
Or working on your iPhone or anything like that. Right?
Yeah. So I was like, all right, what can I do to like make sure I'm 100% alert on this drive home? So I called my 13-year-old daughter, Hayden. And I made her talk to me the whole way home.
Okay.
I had her give me play-by-play of everything that happened that day at school. What she was up to. What did she see on the internet?
Yeah.
What's trending on TikTok?
I mean, this is so much better than what I thought you did, which was when you mentioned your 13-year-old just a minute ago. I was like, oh, my gosh, you let her drive.
No.
Which, I mean, that used to be a thing, 60s, 70s. My wife and I were just talking about this. She's like, as soon as my grandmother knew I could drive, any excuse she could make me drive, she would make me do it.
No, I can't wait for her to drive, though.
Right.
I can't wait for her to be like the new chauffeur for my younger daughter.
Then you'll be out till 10:30.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You'll be asleep in the parking lot as soon as you guys go home.
Partying hard at 10:30 at night.
Right.
Do you have any tips and tricks to stay awake?
I mean, I roll down the windows and, you know, crank the music. Cold air will definitely, you know, help you out. You know, that's typically what I do. I'm also the guy that will fall asleep in his car no matter what, you know, because I've been in a car accident before where a friend fell asleep at the wheel. Like, that's something I'm very cautious about. But, you know, again, sometimes you just got to get to where you're going. I had a long drive last week on Friday, and we were coming back from a wedding, and it was one of these places that's out of the way. There's no highway to get there.
Yeah.
So Alicia just stayed awake with me the entire time.
Yeah,
and talk to me the whole time, you know?
Yeah. Andy wrote on our Facebook page, can of Monster, that'll keep you awake.
It doesn't do it for me, though. It's the same thing as the coffee. Like, I might be wired, but it doesn't mean I could drive.
Yeah, 1-800-330-9999. Ian, what's your tip and trick to stay awake when you're a little bit tired and driving?
When coffee doesn't work, I usually just slap my face.
You what?
I just start slapping my face. You can't do it consistently because eventually it really starts to hurt. So it's like every 5 minutes you try to time out a nice solid slap.
I've done that.
Really?
Definitely. Sometimes you just got to get to where you're going. A good slap, That'll buy, and the problem is it only buys you about 4 to 5 minutes, like you said. It does not, it doesn't buy you a lot of time.
Is that science?
Right.
It buys you 4 to 5.
I mean, for me, at that point, when I'm at the point where I'm slapping my face, and I will hit myself pretty hard because a small one doesn't work. It's enough to make your jaw a little bit sore there. But it only buys you X amount of time.
According to the internet, medical researchers have identified slapping yourself in the face as a poor way to prevent yourself from falling asleep, especially when driving, because the physical pain doesn't trigger the part of your brain that needs to be sparked into alertness to eliminate the actual fatigue.
Mm. Well, maybe they're not doing it hard enough. I mean, we didn't say it was the best way. He just said it was his way.
Right. True.
You know, I mean, we've done it. Right. Uh-huh. I've done it.
You've been there before, you're driving, and all of a sudden, oh, you get a little bit drowsy. What is your tip to always stay awake and alert? 1-800-330-9999.
Mike, how do you keep your eyes open?
Lift your shirt and smack your belly the whole way.
Wait,
lift your shirt and smack your belly?
Smack your belly.
I'll do it right now.
Yep.
Please don't do that. Put that away.
It hurts.
Put away.
It does hurt.
Thanks for the tip, Mike. Have a great day.
Can
you stop that? She's over there like one of those clapping monkeys now with the cymbals.
Oh, my gosh.
That's it.
Jen, what do you do to stay awake?
So I work as a nurse. So during COVID, I work like almost every day for like 20 days, 16 hours. And to stay awake, it's either I call my parents in Philippines and then keep talking to them until I get home, or I have a lot of like sweets in my car and then shove it into my mouth.
Mm.
Oh, the sweets are a good one.
Yeah. I mean, they're good, except for, you know, then of course they're terrible for us. Right.
No, but it's like a treat. So I don't normally eat candy, but Jolly Ranchers, I'll leave those in my car because it's like a treat while I'm driving and it like gives me something to do. Uh-huh. Once you finish one, you just have another.
I mean, I figured during that time they could have just, you know, handed out adrenaline shots for everybody. That would be, you know, pretty cool if they did that. But, you know, hey, Ray, what do you do to stay awake when you're driving?
See, I like to put on a comedy show, right? The energy keeps you laughing, keeps you going. Mm. I think a comedy show on the radio is great. No audiobooks, so those will put you to sleep.
Yeah, that's not bad, though, right? You know, like some sort of comedy podcast. I guess that does make sense.
A really good podcast that you get into. When I do, like, the 13-hour drive to go to my vacation spot every summer, we listen to, like, the serial murder ones.
Yeah, so I can't do those, though, because the voices, they're kind of monotone. They have, like, that tone, you know what I mean, a lot of times.
Yeah, but if you get, like, the good voice actors, and they're intriguing, and it's like you're basically watching a Law & Order episode, but in your ears while you're driving. The hours fly by.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Comedy might work better for me. Thanks for the call, Ray.
Rita, what do you do to stay awake when you're driving at night and you're tired?
I put on my favorite songs, like really high energy songs, and I sing along as loud as I possibly can.
That's a good one.
I always do that. Me too. Or you know what I put on? I put on like old school hip hop.
Mm.
Like, you know, things that'll bring me back to like high school.
Pump you up.
Right, where I gotta rap along and I can still remember all the verses and all that. Spoiler alert, I do. I remember all the verses.
I do like gangster rap. That way I like, you know, the attitude is in there. But
yes.
I think that's, you know, same thing of what you're going for. I mean, I'm driving around with my radio blasting all the time anyways and singing anyways.
Oh, you're that guy.
So it's not super different for me.
You're the guy when you pull up to a red light and all the windows are up in the car, but
no.
I can hear exactly what you're
No, 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 no. I'm actually, this is something I'm not proud of. What I am at the stoplight, 8 out of 10 times, I'm the guy who lowers it. Mm-hmm. What's wrong with me? Why should I be afraid to be myself?
Because you're a middle-aged man.
Well, it's my playlist is embarrassing too, but other than that.
Producer John is really good at writing songs.
Aww.
So, yeah, well, you are. You're really good, and you're really fast, too. That's the thing that always impresses me, by how quickly he can take an idea and turn it into music.
I mean, it's not like he has a top 10 hit, but definitely. It's a thing to be able to go into a room, have a couple minutes, and then come back and have something there.
Well, the longer I spend writing these songs, the less time I get to go home. So,
so there's that.
Makes sense.
So we always say, like, there's certain holidays that don't have a lot of themed songs that go along with it. Like Christmas, there's a ton of Christmas songs, but Halloween, there weren't a lot of songs. Labor Day, definitely not a lot of songs.
I mean, it's like Christmas gets all the songs.
Yeah.
Right? And then, I mean, unless you're going to church.
All right. So
then Easter gets some songs.
So for tomorrow, you guys want a Thanksgiving song?
Well, no, kind of. All right. First, let's do this. Last year, we talked about the fact that there weren't a lot of Thanksgiving songs, and you created this incredible song.
Mama made the turkey. It's good to eat.
Grandma's pumpkin pie is nice and sweet. The family's all together and we're ready for treats. It's time to say bon appetit. We gotta gobble it up. Yeah, yeah, we gotta gobble it up. Yeah, yeah. Well, your Uncle Dave has had a tough year. Recently divorced and drinking too much beer. He baked a tuna casserole, he's bringing it here. Hey, you know, he's trying his best. Dave's just having a tough time right now. I guess we gotta gobble it up. Yeah, yeah, we gotta gobble it up. Yeah, yeah.
You know, they say that life imitates art. I was Dave, you guys. Dave was me.
I know.
Dave was me.
And that's why I laughed so hard. Yeah. I just couldn't contain myself. Dave was also my father at one point,
that's right.
too.
That's all right.
So what we've decided, John, and we hope you're on board with this, because we know how great you are at writing songs quickly, is that every week leading up to Thanksgiving, we have picked a few different genres of music.
Ah!
And different topics.
Oh, we're going to play this game.
So I'm going to pick a different genre of these things, that these pieces of paper I folded up, and a topic. And then we're going to give you 10 minutes to go write a song, and then we're going to play it in the next break.
And we're doing...
Not tomorrow, like next.
It was... All right. Okay. Okay.
We'll do it every week. It'll be so fun.
Better hope there's a long song coming up.
All right,
oh,
we should
I just looked ahead. There's not.
We should probably get to the genre. Okay. All right.
All right. Ready? Hold on. Let's pick this one first. Okay. You're going to write a song about naps. Thanksgiving naps.
Yes. Nice.
But you're going to do it in a bluegrass form. Bluegrass naps.
It's a very fast genre of music for a very slow activity. This is going
to
be fun.
All right. Go get to work, and we'll have that coming up next. We believe in you.
Woo!
There's just not enough songs about Thanksgiving. You can't get pumped for a holiday if you don't have music for it, right?
That's true.
Yeah, so producer John is incredible at writing songs, and he does them very quickly. So we figured, well, every week leading up to Thanksgiving, we would pick a different genre of music, pull it out of a hat, a different topic having to do with Thanksgiving, and then give you approximately 8 to 10 minutes to go write it.
So this has been a lot of fun. This has been a lot of fun so far. I don't know if you want to say the genre and the topic. I don't know, like, but it's taking a nap in the style of bluegrass, which is, by the way, one of the bluegrass very fast, very upbeat musical genre. Taking a nap, very slow activity.
Right. So the funny part is, John, that when you were like writing it in the other studio, I thought you were going to be running in here like your hair was on fire, like the last possible second. But you came in with like 3 minutes to go. You had time. Like, you were working over there and like it was nothing to you.
So a bluegrass progression, I'm going to sound like a nerd. A bluegrass progression is usually pretty simple. You can just have a quick one, like kind of like that. It's very simple chords. So it was really just writing words. It's words.
Well, here's the good news. If you're anything like me, you have no idea what he's talking about.
Right. So no matter what he does, we're going to be like, great.
Right.
No,
that sounds just like bluegrass. Cool.
Right.
So go ahead. Take it away. This is all about naps relating to Thanksgiving, done to the genre of bluegrass. Take it away, John.
Yeah, there we go.
I ate all of the turkey, mashed potatoes, and the beans. I piled my plate so high, more food than you ever seen. I ate all of that turkey, now my stomach is in pain. I'm about to pass out in a coma induced by tryptophan. I'll take a nap, I'll take a nap. I drank and stuffed my face, now that's a wrap. And when I finally wake up in the middle of the cowboy game, I'll grab another plate of food. You know I ain't ashamed.
That was great!
It was really actually good.
And you did that in like 2 songs.
What are we going to do if the next topic is the Cowboys game?
I don't know. I'm a Lions fan, so that's all.
Congratulations, John. You did a great job week one. Let's see if you can do it again next week.
Thank you.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Blake and Liz. Liz, what's going on?
Okay, well, it's November, so it's official. I want to put up the Christmas tree this weekend, and I'm really excited about it.
And Blake, I'm going to guess you're not.
Absolutely not. No, I'm not. Like, it's like, why are we doing this? Like, it just became November, and we're already like, oh, it's Christmas. Man, can Thanksgiving breathe for a second?
We don't even cut it down. It's not real. There is no rotting.
It was a $500 fake tree that we got. We should get as much use out of it as we can. So, yes, it is November. We're putting it up this weekend.
Okay. So seeing how I clearly don't get a say in this, how about, because it's $500, how about we preserve it so that we could use it longer and longer and longer for years to come?
Okay.
Is that
obnoxious to think about? That doesn't make any sense.
This seems to be an argument that happens every single year.
And it happens in more houses than you think, right? So okay. I've got a neighbor that has, I think she's up to 13 trees. She has a tree for every single room, really, in the house. I even think that there's one in one of the bathrooms, right?
See, that's excessive.
Some would say that she's got spirit that's all over the place, and she stays in that spirit throughout. I don't think they go up all at once. If I had to guess, they've probably got one or two that are going up this weekend. They were just over my house the other night for Halloween. So we're up to three trees now. We have three trees, two fake, one real. One of those trees we never actually put away last year. It's in the basement. So we don't go down there all that often. And when we do, it's typically like a party or some sort of festive thing. And I was just like, you know what? That tree always makes me feel good when I look at it.
I am 100% with Blake on this one. I do not understand. First of all, I have no idea why Raven keeps a Christmas tree up year-round. It makes no sense. It takes away the magic of actually taking it out and putting it up.
The magic is every time you walk down the stairs.
Oh, yeah, magic.
If you haven't been down there before.
No.
My wife was like, where are we going to store it? I was like, why worry about it? Just leave it right there.
I just don't understand the rush. Like, it's this whole Mariah Carey, the day after Halloween. Like, all of a sudden, everything turns Christmas. And, like, everybody relax. Everybody relax.
Did you just blame Mariah Carey?
I feel like this is all Mariah Carey's fault. But, I mean, maybe I'm the minority here. Maybe I'm the one that's the Grinch. To me, it's like you got to get through Thanksgiving. I'm with you, Blake. But we can see what the audience has to say about it. If it's not a real tree, you don't really have to worry about it becoming a fire hazard. And why are trees so expensive nowadays, the fake ones?
Well, I mean, you can get them frosted. You can get them with light frosting.
No, I understand that there's frothing. Variety. But I just don't understand why they're so expensive.
Some are fuller. Some are taller. Some spin upside down nowadays automatically. It's crazy.
If you agree with Lizzie, then put the tree up this weekend. She's got the spirit. Hey, she's got the spirit. But maybe you see Blake's side too. Like, it's too early. It's the first weekend in November. What are you doing?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Every year this becomes a thing. I don't know why it aggravates me so much.
It is a strange thing to be bothered by.
It bothers me so much that we just dive headfirst into Christmas the day after Halloween. Like, it's like 2 months away. Relax, everybody.
Last year, I was able to convince my wife to do it. I was just like, you know what? It just felt like a year where I was so burnt that I needed it, you know? Now I feel like I'll be catching up on everything this year. So,
That's the discussion between Blake and his wife, Lizzie. Lizzie wants to put the trees up this weekend. Mm-hmm. She says they're fake. What's the difference? It's not like they're going to die. Let's put the tree up. Let's decorate it. Let's get into the mode.
Yeah.
And Blake says it's too early because he's rational.
He wants Thanksgiving to have its own time. He wants the turkey to be able to breathe and whatnot. I say, listen, Halloween decorations, those are cool, obviously. Thanksgiving decorations, wah, wah. Let's go, Christmas.
Everyone always says, like, oh, you're such a Grinch, Anna. You're such a Grinch. Am I? What do you think? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. John.
I understand the wife's point and everything, but I have to go to dude on this. Sorry. I side with Anna, too, because I'm old school. Let's get through Thanksgiving, and then we'll celebrate Christmas.
All right. Get all those Thanksgiving decorations out. The corn.
On the front door.
Yep. The leftover pumpkin that's from Halloween that you're going to stick like a hat on or something.
No. We're going to throw that in the garbage. Yeah. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Let's put this to rest once and for all. Blake and Lizzie. Lizzie wants to put up the Christmas tree this weekend. Her defense? Let's just get into the spirit. Plus, it's fake. It's not like it's going to die.
Blake says you got to respect the bird. Let's do Thanksgiving. Let it breathe a little bit here in November.
Oh, gosh. It makes me crazy when people dive into Christmas. But whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Emily.
I'm on the husband's side. I used to think I hated Christmas, and then I realized I'm just so sick of it before it even gets here. I was in Home Depot, last month. I think or even in September, and they went to Christmas music.
Well, let me tell you the secret.
Ouch.
If you are in the market for like a fake tree. If you don't get them in September, oh, your fake tree options are limited.
And it makes me so upset. It's like, I don't want to buy decorations in the middle of September for Christmas.
No, you got to do it. Yeah. You got to plan ahead. No, you definitely do.
Yeah. Sandy, what do you think about this?
Oh, my God. I couldn't wait to call in because it just irked my soul. I am 100% on the husband's side and your side. It is ridiculous what he wants to do. If you like your tree that much, keep it up till January 25th.
I would like a list of other things that irk your soul. Let's knock those out right now. Top three things that irk your soul besides early Christmas.
You really don't want to
hear
that.
Oh, no, we can't.
Don't want to listen to that.
All right, fair enough. Fair enough. Have a great day.
Thank you. What do you think, Jessica?
I agree with Blake 100% because I am a Thanksgiving girl. It's my favorite holiday, and I feel like it gets shafted every year because we go right from Halloween to Christmas. And I love Christmas just as much as the next person. Mm. But, I mean, Macy's even tells us when the season starts. Yeah. You know, Santa comes at the end of the parade and bam, it's Christmas season.
That's a movie and a parade.
But still, it's a real thing. The problem is that they've made it where, like, if you don't plan so far ahead, you don't get anything. So I had to get through Halloween. The day after Halloween, earlier this week, I sent an email to my photographer to see if I could schedule pictures for the Christmas shoot.
Oh, you're done.
They're booked. Yeah. I don't have it. I was like, wait a minute. What do you mean you're booked? It's November 1st. Nope, out of luck. Sorry. No.
You needed to book right after Memorial Day.
Yeah.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Blake, our audience agreed with you. Too early. You got to wait at least another week, 2 weeks before you can transition into all things Christmas.
Right. Yeah, no, I appreciate everyone for seeing it on my side. I understand everybody loves Christmas. I understand that. But sometimes we could be a little bit too over the top about it. And once you start not compromising with other people, it becomes a problem.
You know what there, Blake? You know what's better than a Christmas tree? A Christmas tree that smells like turkey and stuffing. Mm. And you're only going to get that effect by having that tree out there. I'm sorry, Liz. You just didn't have the votes this time.
Well, you know what? I think that we should enjoy that happy season as long as we can. So I'm going to start early. I don't care what everybody says.
Well, all right. I guess there's nothing we can do at this point. So good luck to you. You and Mariah Carey will be very happy on your own.
I mean, again, Mariah Carey the enemy.
If anybody else has an issue, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $2,700. Charlene, you ready to play, girl?
I am, and I'm here with my friend Roseanne, so we're a team today.
Oh, I love it. Charlene and Roseanne, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, you two.
Okay.
Thank you.
We got a lot of money on the line. Here's how it's going to work. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. Raven will come back into the studio, and he'll answer the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. But remember, you only have about 3 seconds to answer each one, okay?
Got it.
Number one, Adele says, we've been pronouncing her name wrong this whole time. It's Adele, not Adele. She names all her albums after what?
Hurry.
Number two, Oprah Winfrey is warning people that her name is being used without her permission to sell weight loss gummies. What is the name of Oprah's production company?
Oprah.
Number three, Elon Musk wants to charge people $8 to keep their verified check mark on Twitter, and people are mad about it. What color is the check mark?
Blue.
Number four, Machine Gun Kelly just compared his relationship with Megan Fox to that of Peter Pan and Wendy. What enchanted island is Peter Pan from?
Never Never Land.
And number five, when asked about the possibility of The Devil Wears Prada sequel, Anne Hathaway says she doubts there ever be a sequel. Who wrote the novel The Devil Wears Prada? Get this one.
I know this.
That's... All right, let me bring Raven back in. Too late, guys.
Yo.
Gosh! This is 2 days in a row where they get the first four and they miss the fifth one, and I know it's the one that's going to take you down, and it's hurting my heart inside.
Let's just see how it works out here. $2,700. I mean, that's a lot of pressure.
4 out of 5 for Charlene and Roseanne. Number one, Adele says we've been pronouncing her name wrong this whole time. It's Adele, not Adele.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah. She names all her albums after what?
Her age.
Yes. Number two, Oprah Winfrey is warning people that her name is being used without her permission to sell weight loss gummies. What's the name of Oprah's production company?
Harpo.
Yes, it's Oprah backwards. Do you know what Anna is backwards?
Anna.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Not as intriguing.
No. Number
certainly
three.
Not worth as much either.
Elon Musk wants to charge people $8 to keep their verified check mark on Twitter, and people are mad about it.
Oh, you know what? Get over yourselves.
What color is the check mark?
It's blue.
It's blue. I would accept a blue or white. Number four, Machine Gun Kelly just compared his relationship with Megan Fox to that of Peter Pan and Wendy. Mm-hmm. What enchanted island is Peter Pan from?
A Never Never Land.
Yes. You guys are tied at four. And number five, when asked about the possibility of a Devil Wears Prada sequel, Anne Hathaway says she doubts there can ever be a sequel. Who wrote the novel, The Devil Wears Prada?
Cushman.
You made up a name. Literally just made up a name.
Cashman?
Nope.
Stephen King?
Definitely not Stephen King.
Danielle Steele?
No. Lauren Weisberger.
Oh, that was my next guest.
It wasn't.
She's my favorite author.
Charlene and Roseanne, he got four today. That ties you guys. That gets you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
All right. Thank you. Charlene and Roseanne, we can't beat Raven.
Better luck next thank time. You. Enjoy that shirt, girls. Going to have to share it. $2,800 tomorrow, Anna.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.